Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to a Classics for Kids show celebrating all kinds of parades. Once upon a time in America and other countries, it was a very big deal when the circus came to town. Before radio, television, movies, and all the video games we have to distract us today, the traveling circus was about the most exciting entertainment in the world. When the circus arrived, it would advertise by parading down the main street of town. Elephants, clowns, and all. Most of the familiar circus marches are not by American composers. Entry of the Gladiators is by Czech bandmaster Julius Fučík. In circus circles, that march is also known as Thunder and Blazes. Musicians in circus bands call their marches screamers, probably because the music screams for attention, whether it accompanies a parade through town or ushers performers into the ring. That's the well-known screamer Under the Double Eagle by Joseph Franz Wagner, an Austrian bandmaster. A bandmaster is like the conductor of an orchestra. He's the guy in front directing musical traffic. Of course, you can't talk about the American circus without mentioning Barnum and Bailey. Carl L. King played baritone horn in lots of different circus bands before he finally became bandmaster for the Barnum and Bailey Circus, for which he wrote a march called Barnum and Bailey's Favorite. Another kind of parade, of course, is a military parade, and there are plenty of marches for those. New England bandmaster Edwin Bagley wrote one he called the National Emblem March. The Star-Spangled Banner is the national emblem in question. It's quoted near the beginning of the march. But the best-known part of the National Emblem March comes a bit later on. It's the part to which you can sing the words, "And the monkey wrapped his tail around the flagpole." A lot of people think John Philip Sousa wrote that march, but he didn't. It was Edwin Bagley. A bandmaster in the British Armed Forces, Major Fred Ricketts, wrote some very famous military marches. If the name Fred Ricketts doesn't ring a bell, that's because he wrote his marches under the pen name Kenneth J. Alford. Alford's Colonel Bogey March was written during World War I, but it became much better known later on when it was whistled by soldiers in the movie The Bridge on the River Kwai. There's a funny set of alternate words to the Colonel Bogey March. Ask your parents or grandparents if they know the Comet song. Military parades don't always involve human soldiers. Sometimes the soldiers are toys. Leon Jessel, or Leon Jessel, as he would have said since he was German, was not a bandmaster. He was the orchestra conductor who wrote The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. In German, the parading soldiers are actually tin. English composer Edward Elgar took a line from Shakespeare's play Othello as the title for his set of five marches for orchestra. But bands all over the United States now accompany parades of graduates with Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it at WGUC Cincinnati with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.